Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know that feeling when your emotions just take over? Like a roller coaster with no brakes, soaring high then plummeting into the depths of despair in an instant? We've all been there, but what if I told you there are ancient strategies, seriously, these guys have been around for centuries, that can help us stay calm and collected even when life throws its curveballs? That's right, folks. We're diving deep into the world of Stoicism today, and how these timeless wisdom nuggets can help us master our emotions in the heat of the moment. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another dusty philosophy, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing a mindful awareness of our feelings and learning to respond, not react, to them. Think of it like this. Emotions are the waves crashing on the shore. And we're the sturdy cliffs standing tall, unaffected by their ebb and flow. So, how do we build those emotional cliffs? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First up, accept what you can't control. This one is a game changer, isn't it? We spend so much energy fretting over things outside our influence, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather forecast for next Tuesday. Seriously, who cares? Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. It's like choosing to wear comfy shoes on a long day. You know that won't change the fact that you're walking miles, but it sure makes the journey more bearable. Second, practice mindfulness. Ever heard of being present? It sounds cliche, right? But trust me, this isn't about meditating for hours in a lotus position. It's simply about paying attention to your surroundings, your thoughts, and your feelings, without judgment. Think of it as a mental timeout when things get overwhelming. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations around you, and gently redirect your mind back to the present moment. Third, reframe negative thoughts. Ever have that inner voice whispering doom and gloom? You know the one. I'm going to fail. This is impossible. Everyone hates me. Okay. Maybe not everyone. But seriously, those negative thought patterns can sabotage our well-being. Stoicism encourages us to challenge these thoughts, ask ourselves if there's evidence to support them, and find more balanced perspectives. It's like turning on the light switch in a dark room. Suddenly things seem clearer, less scary. Fourth, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? Kindness? Integrity? Creativity? When we're aligned with our core values, we feel a sense of purpose and direction. This can help us stay grounded during tough times because we know what's important, and it's not about winning every argument or achieving material success. And finally, remember that it's okay to feel emotions. Stoicism isn't about suppressing our feelings. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and choosing how we respond. It's like having a toolbox full of different tools. You wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw, right? Similarly, there are different ways to navigate different emotions. Sometimes we need to talk it out, other times we need to journal, and sometimes we just need a good cry. Okay, let's bring this all down to earth with a real-life example. Imagine you're in traffic, stuck behind a slow-moving car. You start getting frustrated, your heart rate rises, you're clenching the steering wheel like it's the last slice of pizza on earth. Sound familiar? Here's where those Stoic strategies come in handy. First, remember that you can't control the other driver's speed, unless you want to pull a fast and furious maneuver, not recommended. Accept what's beyond your control and focus on what you can influence. Your own attitude. Take a few deep breaths, put on some calming music, or even use this time to practice mindfulness by observing the sights and sounds around you. Reframe those negative thoughts. Instead of, this is the worst day ever. Traffic jams are an opportunity for me to practice patience. See? Suddenly, it's not so bad. Remember, folks, mastering our emotions isn't a destination, it's a journey. We stumble, we fall, but we keep getting back up. Every time you choose calmness over chaos, logic over fear, you're building those emotional cliffs one step at a time. And trust me, the view from the top is pretty amazing. So go out there, embrace those Stoic strategies, and stay detached, in the best way possible, of course. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media using #DailyDetachment. Until next time, keep it cool, keep it calm, and keep on detaching.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.